A 61-year-old man was the latest victim of the summer heat wave after he was admitted to Torrebieja Hospital. This is the fifth death in the region this summer for heat-related incidents, after the man fell unconscious in a supermarket on Thursday afternoon. A paramedic ambulance rushed to the scene, but the man was already in a coma with a temperature of 42 degrees. He was taken to hospital and stabilized, then transferred to the intensive care unit, where he lost his life on Friday. In a collaborative exercise between the National Police in Barcelona and Alicante, 23 people have been arrested, accused of being part of a gang that would break into coastal homes and steal high-valued electronic items, jewellery and money. These latest arrests are part of an ongoing campaign that was launched in January, which has seen more than 3,200 people arrested for similar crimes. Of those arrested in this latest operation, 12 were in the Alicante province, 11 were in Barcelona, all accused of robbery, burglary or handling stolen goods. And the balance of injuries from Elche's Nitza L'Alba fireworks spectacular has revealed that 54 people were injured this year, five of which were graded as serious. Two of those injured were children of 6 years of age. It was revealed last week that there would only be a single paramedic ambulance on duty covering the entire city and surrounding area on the night, on account of the second ambulance being diverted to duties on the coast, but 10 basic life support units were made available. The Health Ministry has pointed out, however, that the number of injuries this year was slightly less than in 2014, when 63 people were treated as a result of injuries sustained in one of the biggest firework-based events in the whole of Spain. And for the latest news updated around the clock, visit the website www.thecurrier.es. One of the most populated beaches of Benidorm, the Playa de Poniente, had to be closed on Monday after a child was attacked and bitten by something in the sea. A fish had bitten the child in the waist, and as he was wearing diving goggles, he attempted to see what sort of creature it was beneath the water, and suggestions were that it could have been a barracuda or a bluefish that bit the child, as it was described as being around a half a metre in length and of grey and green appearance. A photograph was taken of the bite, which had been sent to the Maritime Institute for analysis. The beach was reopened about 45 minutes after the alert at around noon. Following last week's positive reports from both the hotel sector and airport data for August, it was revealed on Monday that so-called budget airlines are leading the way once again to the Costa Blanca. During the month of July, 569,485 passengers were brought into the Valencia region from abroad, a 6.9% increase on the same month of last year. During the month, the Valencia region became the fourth most popular destination in Spain, with a 13.9% share of the entire inbound market, slightly behind Andalusia with 14%, the Balearic Islands with 21.5% and Catalonia with 27%. Within the Valencia region, Alicante Elche Airport received 77.5% of all arrivals, with a total of 462,170 low-cost passengers, an increase of 6.2%. For the year to date, the Valencia region has received 2.9 million low-cost passengers, an increase of 7.5% over last year, of which 76% have arrived at Alicante Elche. And a resident of San Juan in Alicante who purchased a ticket in the Carrefour supermarket managed to scoop second prize on Friday's EuroMillions lottery by correctly matching five numbers and a lucky star. Although the €206,760 prize was no doubt greatly received, there'll also be no doubt that some jealousy towards the UK winner, who got just one star more and managed to scoop home the equivalent of €40.2 million. The second prize fund was shared with six other winners across the continent. Officers from the Guardia Civil have arrested 20 members of an organised gang believed to be responsible for fraudulently obtaining around €45,000 from credit cards of mostly British visitors to hostess and strip clubs in the Magaluf area of the island of Mallorca. The investigating officers believe that the amount of money stolen could be much higher on account of some of the victims being reluctant to report the theft on account of their embarrassment of admitting attending such venues. The victims were said to be intoxicated at the time that the fraud took place, with numerous consecutive high amounts put on the credit cards. The British, as well as visitors from Scandinavia and the Nordic countries, were easier targets for the gangs on account of them offering their security information, such as PIN and security codes, more freely when asked, according to the group. In total, 16 women, 4 men were arrested, one of whom at least has previous convictions for similar offences. Officers from the National Police have arrested a man for smuggling drugs into the country on a boat from Algeria. The drugs were found stashed in a cushion which was being used by a second person travelling in a wheelchair. In a separate action, officers also located 100 kilos of drugs hidden in a van that also came from Algeria. The activities were part of an ongoing campaign that's running through the summer to tackle drug smuggling into the peninsula. An emergency rescue team was dispatched to the sea off the coast of Denia on Tuesday to rescue a 56-year-old man who was showing signs of suffering from decompression sickness. The diver was taken to the general hospital for treatment. and the Terra Natura Animal Park in Benidorm will be celebrating this weekend as one of their most famous residents, Elefanta Petita, celebrates her 43rd birthday. When Petita first arrived at the park, she was picked on by the other elephants who considered her ugly, until one of the younger elephants, Kaiso, who felt pity on Petita, started to play with her and gradually managed to integrate her into the family. This weekend, the park will arrange a special Hindu Holi festival for her birthday with music, dancing and a special elephant cake, which will be enjoyed by the entire elephant family, as they wear their own ornamental dresses in Hindu tradition. The party will culminate with a colour and water battle, encouraging everybody to forget their troubles and enjoy the colours of the spectacle. A forest fire which took hold in the Salinas de Santa Pola on Wednesday was finally brought under control at around 6:30 at night, but not before it had destroyed almost a hectare of shrubland. Two amphibious planes, a helicopter, and numerous ground crews battled the flames, which followed on from a similar incident in Guadama Dunes the day before. This was in a location already affected by fire just weeks ago. The entire area remains on high alert for the risk of forest fires, with experts asking everybody to be extra vigilant and refrain from leaving any kind of litter, not just smoking paraphernalia, and refrain from throwing cigarettes from cars, an activity which is also being clamped down on by the traffic police. Six people were arrested this week for capturing a basking shark off the coast of Cartagena. The creature, which is harmless to humans, is protected under international conservation laws. The action was taken against those involved after they subsequently tried to sell the meat to local hotels and restaurants in the area. The investigation began in July when the authorities were made aware of illegal fishing activities around Cartagena. Those arrested, all Spaniards and aged between 32 and 76, were brought before the courts in Cartagena. Officers from the Guayasville Traffic Department have charged a 35-year-old Ecuadorian national who was found to be driving on the CV70 between Alcoy and Benidorm with five times the permitted maximum alcohol level in his system. The incident occurred on the 15th of August when officers became suspicious of the ability of the driver and so conducted a breathalyzer test. The detainee was brought before the courts in Alcoy. And a brand new shop called The Market has opened at the arrivals hall of Alicante Elche Airport this week, offering a range of food, drinks, souvenirs, bags and mobile phone cases, having been awarded the site for a five-year period. The aim of this new shop, according to airport representatives, is to diversify the airport's commercial offerings in order to adapt to the demands of the passenger. Spokesperson for the government of Torrevieja, Fanny Serrano, who also holds the post of Councillor for Tourism, has hit back at accusations that the town hall is doing nothing to promote the city to the cruise passengers who'll be visiting on board the Amadea on Saturday. Facing criticism from the former mayor, Eduardo Delon, Serrano has insisted that the cruise ship arrival was arranged last year and is relatively small, with just 600 passengers and 200 crew on board, due to arrive at 4:30 in the afternoon, departing at 9:00 in the evening, and so this leaves a relatively small margin to manage. Excursions had already been arranged to places such as Cartagena, a popular cruise destination already, and the Ithenia Boulevard shopping centre, and the most optimistic forecast is for about 150 or 200 people being left behind who will be cared for once the shuttle boats arrive at the Marina Salinas and can then enjoy the benefits that Torrevieja has to offer. Aside from celebrating the birthday of Elefanta Petita this weekend in the Terra Natura Park in Benidorm, the sister centre in Murcia has this week celebrated welcoming their 500,000th visitor since they opened in 2007. Last year alone, the animal park was visited by 240,000 people, 30% of whom are foreigners, and in the first 7 months of this year, the figure has been 150,000 people already. The park owners have invested €24 million for maintenance and improvements to the park, which is now considered one of the main tourist attractions and leisure facilities in the region of Murcia, that's according to park manager Gustavo Martinez. Bigastro Town Hall has announced the installation of 10 new waste bins in the town, specifically designed for the collection of dog waste. The bins are also accompanied by a sign warning pet owners that allowing your animal to foul the street will result in a fine of €200 in an attempt to clean up the image of the town.